Remarks of the President to the Contract Compliance Group in the President's Cabinet Room, September 19th, 1952.
Chairman, do you have something you want to tell me?
No, sir. We're here to receive your blessing and guidance that you wish to convey to us. We're privileged to be here, sir.
Well, I'm appreciative, of course, of your willingness to devote your time to this program. And I particularly want to thank every one of you, individually and collectively, for what you've been trying to do on this program. You know, everybody talks about the powers of the president and how he is the most powerful executive in the world and all the different things he does and does not do. But the powers of the president consist in getting people on a public relations basis to do just what you gentlemen are doing for the country now. The president has a great many duties. In fact, he has the duties of about seven people that in the governments of other countries are divided up seven or eight ways. And the only way in the world that he can accomplish the job that is his is to have people like you help him. And when you wholeheartedly do the job that you've been doing this one, it makes me happy. And I hope that you'll understand that I am appreciative. I don't get to see each one of you individually as often as I'd like to see you and talk to you, for the simple reason that there aren't hours enough in the day to do my 17-hour day job and talk to the people I'd like to talk to. But I do appreciate what you're doing. I hope you keep it up, and I hope you advise me on conditions as you see them, and not tell me what you think I want to hear. Tell me what I ought to hear. And then, if it's possible for me to meet any situation that should be met, I won't hesitate to make the decision. That's my job. The buck stops at my desk.
Well, thank you, sir. We just really gotten acquainted. We're going over and have lunch this afternoon, and you may be assured that we will apply ourselves energetically to the job. We've had a little experience in the field, and we certainly have plenty of opportunity here with this group to do the job that you want us to do.
I'm sure of that.
It's an honor to serve you and an honor to serve the country on a job like this, and we really are interested in it right to the hilt.
I don't see a man around this table who's not capable of making a contribution to this thing that you're going to do. I want to thank you again for being willing to take on the responsibility.
All right, sir.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much, Steve.